ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The US has confirmed its forces came under rocket attack in Syria on Sunday, the first time they've been directly targeted in the country since February. But an Iraqi militant group backed by Iran has denied issuing a statement that was posted on Telegram shortly after announcing a resumption of attacks on US forces. Ryan Crocker is a retired American diplomat whose foreign career has spanned for decades and 8 presidential administrations, and he's been US ambassador to 6 countries, including Iraq. Ryan Crocker, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Not much has been confirmed at this stage. What's your sense of who's behind this attack and the damage it may have caused?
I think this is a case where what is being said may be more important than what is being done. The Islamic resistance in Iraq, which normally has taken responsibility for such attacks in the past, has denied it. And the Iraqi state media has produced a tweet saying that this was an act by outlawed elements and that Iraqi security forces have also responded. So whatever it was, I think there is a very deliberate attempt on the part of Iran and Iraq to downplay it. The United States did respond, and I think that is probably where it's going to be unless there's a further escalation.
There have been conflicting reports from sources affiliated with Iranian proxies in Iraq in response about whether this does or doesn't represent a resumption in attacks on US bases. What's your take? I mean, you just said it may be settled for now, but what do you suspect may happen here?
Well, if it is a calculated decision on the part of Iran's proxies to resume fire on U.S. forces in the area, they do well to remember what Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said back in February, that these militias have a lot of capabilities, but we have a lot more. And he demonstrated that by using those capabilities pretty definitively. So I think there's no question that the United States will respond very, very forcefully if this is, in fact, the beginning of a new wave of attacks on our forces.
This all comes just days after Iraq's Prime Minister Mohammad Shia al-Sudani returned from the U.S. What are some of the frictions in that relationship?
Well, this is clearly one of them. We do recognize that the Prime Minister is not able to fully control his own territory, that these Iranian-backed militias, although technically part of the Iraqi force structure, operate independently of the central government of Iraq. And that is an ongoing irritant. I think the visit itself and the very wide range of topics that were discussed illustrates that it is a broad and essentially stable relationship. But the influence of Iran and its proxies in Iraq is an ongoing source of friction.
This is the first such attack since February after a series of strikes ended with 3 US troops being killed and the US then responding. So what's changed in the dynamic?
Well, there's a lot of very intricate signaling going on between the United States, Iran, and its proxies in Iraq and elsewhere, for that matter. I think that the signal is, from really both sides, our side and the Iranian side and its proxies, that we don't want a larger conflict. But we've been very clear that if the Iranians and their proxies bring it to us, we will respond in a very forceful manner. And I think that is where we still stand. But again, this incident, whatever it was, illustrates the extreme volatility and uncertainty of the situation. It could escalate very quickly, even without intent on the part of the parties. It's a region that has all kinds of weapons and all kinds of groups holding those weapons. where a miscalculation or a rogue actor can do a lot of damage.
The past weeks have seen the first state-to-state attacks between Iran and Israel. The US has tried to de-escalate the risk of a wider war in the region. What should be done to improve the diplomatic communication between Iran and the US?
Well, I only can base my comments on press reports. I'm not privy to any inside information, but I think the communication between Iran and the U.S. Has been fairly effective. And it didn't start with this direct confrontation between Israel and Iran. It goes back at least until the February incidents, where again, we made publicly clear that we would respond very forcefully and repeatedly, and the Iranians got the message. They backed off. And I think that continues to be the signal we're sending. We responded to this attack, whatever it was, by destroying a mobile rocket launcher in the western desert of Iraq. And my guess is that, again, as I said earlier, I think this will probably put it on hold for a while. So it's a combination of public comments, of use of force, and I would expect some back channeling as well.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ryan Crocker is a former US ambassador to Iraq.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.